Alrighty.
Hello, everyone.
We're back.
I know. I feel like I haven't done this in like a month.
It feels like we haven't been in this, recording place forever.
Literally.
All right. Well, we did not have an episode last week. Sorry, guys. Oh, dear. Why are we beeping? Okay. We did not have an episode last week just because, honestly, the devil's a piece of junk.
He's a loser.
Loser.
Yeah.
So me and Peyton have both been feeling him, honestly, or yes, his attacks. But sure, you know what? He is not going to get it.
Honestly, since we started, though, like, we would literally be in here laughing because it's so obvious that the devil's just trying to attack this specific ministry. And, like, there would be problems every episode. And now when stuff happens, we're like, you know, why wouldn't
honestly,
it? Like, obviously, this is going to happen. And we just think it's funny because we're not going to give up at all.
Yeah. So, yeah. How do we want to start it off?
Well, first off, we are talking about lukewarm and what that means and what God says about it and, you know, how you should navigate yourself through that and, like, kind of, you know, be convicted of that and why it is so dangerous to be lukewarm, you know?
And we want to, I don't know if you, I can't remember already if you said this or not, but just what being lukewarm is. Mm-hmm. Did you have a definition?
Do you have one?
Yeah. Go ahead. Go read yours. Okay. Read yours first.
I looked up and it says showing little enthusiasm, and enthusiasm means interest. So yes, showing little interest or feeling not as strong of excitement. Yeah. Sorry, I can't get the word out.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So I got the same definition because I love definitions.
Me too.
But I got to, when I was looking up the definition of it, I was like, what would be like another word for lukewarm and half-hearted?
I saw that too. I was like, wow, that's awesome.
That is like crazy half-hearted. And it got me thinking, like, the Lord does not do anything half-hearted.
No.
He does everything with his full heart and it's so easy for him. So why is it so hard for us to be a wholehearted generation instead of a half-hearted generation?
Yeah.
You know, we really are like a half, especially our age group and the age group that we're like trying to reach out to with this, we're so half-hearted. We do everything halfway. Because
everything.
We're so like focused on
It's like we're doing it enough, just enough to where we get approval from the world standpoint or even some Christians where it's like, oh, you know, they do come to church and they do come to all the Bible studies. They do come to everything. But what are you doing behind closed doors? And no, we aren't judging anyone. But we, you know, God says to judge with the righteous judgment. And it's our responsibility for our brothers and sisters to tell them, hey, like, this is a dangerous spot. Especially because I have been there.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know about you. I have dabbled in lukewarm. And
absolutely.
We're going to get into what God really how God really feels about that, you know.
I wanted to start off real quick before I forget, because I didn't write it down.
That's fine.
But it was a scripture, actually, that your mom read. It was in part of the scripture that your mom read, and it was Matthew 14, verse 31. Let me find it real quick. Sorry, y'all. 14:31 says, immediately Jesus extended his hand and caught him, saying to him, oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt? And that's when Jesus is walking on water and Peter starts to
take his
starts
eyes off
to
Jesus,
sink.
Yeah.
And when your mom got to that part last night, that's when I started like writing
really
stuff
digging,
down too. Cause I was like, oh, whoa, hold on.
Yeah.
No, that's like, that's stirring something.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of the times I think that we are so little of faith.
Mm-hmm.
We have such little faith in what God and what Jesus can do for us that we're like, we're on this, I would call it like a faith high sometimes, especially as, like we've mentioned in a previous episode, as baby Christians, we get
live
used to this
highs.
Faith high.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, oh my gosh, my faith is the strongest it's ever been.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get so content with
where you're at.
It's like,
instead
then that faith starts to
weaken.
Yes.
Yeah,
and
it's like you're stuck.
And I'll tell you, and the thing is, and as a new Christian, or not a new Christian, but a born-again Christian, your faith is never done growing.
Nope.
And I have really, the past 2 weeks, honestly, 3 weeks, have
realized that.
Your faith is never done growing, and you'll never be too close to God.
Mm-hmm.
You'll never So, but anyway,
stop when learning about him. Yeah.
Peter began to sink. It was he stepped out in faith, but mm-hmm. then his faith started to dwindle.
Yep.
And so he was riding the fence on. He was lukewarm. He was half-hearted in, okay, in can this actually yeah. happen? Half-hearted, you know, like, can I actually do this?
Yeah.
He literally was walking on water.
Yeah.
And he was like, I don't know. I'm kind of half-hearted
storm,
right now.
You know,
you
the
know?
Storm consumed him.
The storm
you know?
Was consuming
him. He started looking
him.
At, oh my gosh, like, how is this even possible? Am I even doing this? Is this a
yes.
dream? Am I good enough for this? And he took his eyes off Jesus, literally, and the storm consumed him almost.
Yeah.
And then Jesus saved him and told him, you have such little faith. And I was about to say, like, I really do feel like that is like the root of what lukewarm is. It's because we don't have faith. And mm-hmm. even in this past week.
Or little faith.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. And this past week, I have really like realized, like, do I really have faith? Like, I sit here and say all the time, like, I believe that God can do all these miracles and. But someone was telling a story the other day about some miracle that they saw, and I was like, are you sure? And I was like, wait, hold on. Like, do I
yeah.
really, truly believe that?
All right, we're back. Sorry about that, y'all.
It's okay.
Anyway, what were we talking about?
Just talking about, like, lukewarm, you know, it really boils down to, do you really have the faith in Jesus that you say you do, or
yeah.
that you think you do? Because, like you were saying, our faith is gonna, there's never a finish line to our faith.
Right.
There's always something that
there's
God's gonna reveal to you.
Faith,
yeah,
there,
yeah,
line.
Of course. But you're never going to, at least in my world, in my understanding, I feel like that we will never truly 100% know every single depth of God.
Right. Because
he's so, I mean, I feel like we would literally
I
die
think that
if we
God, yeah,
knew
I
the
think
actual the magnitude of
that's his
what
glory. I was
gonna
say. Like, there's some things that it's just
too
like
too
extravagant
much.
And too
our brains
much
cannot
for our
comprehend
brains.
It
yeah.
at all. No.
And that's honestly crazy to think about.
And
but,
it's some things we aren't supposed to understand right now.
But one way I think that it's our duty on Earth is to try,
yes.
is to try
and
know and strive to live
like Jesus.
Jesus.
Yeah.
You know, like, there's that scripture, and it talks about how we should be imitators of God.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's our purpose here,
mm-hmm.
is to do that.
Yeah.
And to do that, we have to, in order to not be someone of little faith, we have mm-hmm. to commit, and that, I mean, like, fully commit
yes.
to the works of the Lord, and go, and we can't expect gains from something we don't have faith in.
And half-heartedness,
you know?
You know?
It's just like if you work out. You're not going to work out once a week and
yeah.
see this and become
a
bodybuilder.
Or even like
a
job. Like, if we go to a job every single day and do everything halfway, do you really think that you're going to have that
continue
job?
Continue to have a job? No.
Or even get a promotion and grow in that job, or get recommendations for a better job. Do you ever think that that's going to happen? No. And it's the same thing with God. And I do want to say, I hear so many people who are baby Christians like us and grew up in religiousness and,
mm-hmm.
you know, are heard about lukewarm and what God does say about lukewarm. And they're like, well, I'd rather just be cold then. If I'm going to make a mistake, I'd just rather be cold. But there's a difference in committing wholeheartedly
mm-hmm.
than being lukewarm and committing half-heartedly.
Yep.
And we really need to grasp that I don't think that God's going to spit us out of his mouth because
no.
we make mistakes. No, he said that. So
he's not a condemning
no.
God. He's a convicting
God.
God.
And there's a huge difference in that. There's no shame, and there's no shame that it's going to be brought there.
Right.
But if you're repeatedly, you know, doing things half-heartedly and show little interest or care about God's approval at all, that is the definition of lukewarm, like,
mm-hmm.
quite literally. So,
And one thing, I actually have, like, a little section
mm-hmm.
that I studied on about just the way God thinks.
Yeah.
And it's Isaiah 55, verse 9. And what did I say, Isaiah?
Isaiah 55,
yeah.
right?
A, And it says, for as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. Mm-hmm. And that right there kind of just tells us exactly what we were talking about, yeah. is God's way of thinking is so much higher yeah. than ours. But going back to, like I said, that scripture, and I can't remember where it is, how we should be imitators, how we must become imitators of God. We must become kingdom-minded people to even come close to understanding
yeah,
his and ways and yes. under and knowing and just all these things. It's, we may never, like you said, we may never fully reach this point of like, oh my gosh, like I fully understand everything 100% yeah. that God is doing. I don't think that's actually possible. Honestly.
It's not.
But like we were talking about, it is, we, but in order to become as close to it as possible, we have to become kingdom minded. Yes. He doesn't think about earth, honestly. Like yeah. like your mom said last mm-hmm. night, we literally were just talking about this before we recorded it. But Jesus didn't come to teach us how to live, he came yeah. to teach us how to die.
Yeah.
And quote that, Amy Hughes, because
tweet that, dude.
Literally. That was so good.
It was.
And
I'm still like,
so God's oh. what we're doing here, God's not thinking about the now, he's thinking yeah, about later.
Exactly.
He's thinking about yeah. in heaven, mm-hmm. how we're going to look when we're in heaven,
yep.
you know?
Yep.
So.
I do have this scripture. It's 1 John, let's see, 1 John 3:8. And this is just kind of getting in what lukewarm is. And I'm going to say these scriptures are kind of like, they'll leave a bitter taste in your mouth. But my mom also said last night, got underlined. Mm-hmm. Yeah, my mom also said last night, like, we can't pick and choose what we want out of the Bible and take that and run with it. We have to take everything,
the whole
good
thing.
The sweet, the bitter, yes. the stuff that's hard to chew, you have to take it anyways. Yeah. And I've read so much in the Bible where it's something like, I'm like,
yeah,
no thanks. But if I'm going to be wholeheartedly in with Jesus, I have to take all of this,
yes.
and I have to truly listen to it and grab a hold of it and let my flesh die. So this says, then this again is 1 John 3:8. It says, the person who practices sin belongs to the devil, because the devil has been sinning since the beginning. God's son appeared for this purpose, to destroy the works of the devil. So, I mean, what else can I say? You know, the characteristics of the devil is sin, and he has, like he says, been sinning since the very beginning of time, because he was jealous of God. He envied God. He wanted to be God, and he
yep.
wanted the power that God held. So his mission here is to make sin look like it's okay, and that it's
yep.
normal, and that what we're doing right now are stepping out into our faith, growing in with God, and
stepping into a calling.
Yeah, is weird, and that's not normal, you know? And makes an uncomfortable feeling supposed to be bad. But I don't believe that being uncomfortable is a bad feeling
no.
ever.
Well,
honestly,
we talked about,
you know?
I believe that was the first episode.
Yeah.
How
if you're,
sometimes
yeah.
things with God are uncomfortable.
Very.
Sometimes
like,
he's going to shake you and make you, like,
dude?
Just, like, he's literally shaking you. And
yeah,
he's like, hey.
You're going to be kicking and screaming.
Wake the heck wake, up,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, literally.
Like, and I really like, apparently this stood out to me when I read it, because I underlined that last sentence in that scripture, the Son of God appeared for this purpose, to destroy the works of the devil.
Yeah.
I'm a sucker for Jesus, y'all.
I know,
I
me too.
Really
I just
am. It's still, even though like I've spent all this time like studying him, getting to know him as
mm-hmm.
much as I can, he never ceases to amaze me on one simple thing.
Yeah,
he literally was okay with dying for a stranger.
Yeah.
Me. Everybody watching you, like he didn't know us.
I know.
I mean, he did, but he you know,
and
like
so brings up the crucifixion. I just want to cry.
I know.
It's terrible.
But apparently, that stood out
the
to
next
me. So
season
I just
of
felt
Chosen,
like I needed to share that.
I'm going to be a freaking mess. Have you watched that?
No, I still haven't
you
watched
need
season
to watch
four.
That. I like really have tears in my
season.
Eyes right now thinking about it. Oh, I'm not even kidding. I did have one thing. Hold on. And I think we read this. It's Ephesians 6:12. I think we read this on the last episode of Authority. But I...
What a great... It's in the New Testament.
Got it.
Found
it. 6:12. Okay. So, like I said on the last episode, we all know the scripture. It says, we aren't fighting against human enemies, but against rulers, authorities, forces of cosmic darkness, and spiritual powers of evil in heaven. And I wrote this down because I, you know, we, like we said in the last episode, we aren't fighting against, like, oh, we need to get in the boxing ring and swear up with these giants and out here. Like, right. No. Like, we're fighting. Every single thing is spiritual.
Yes.
So, what we're reaping, it's either darkness or it's light. So, like, we're either going to sow into heaven, or we're going to sow into the devil. And that, yep. There's literally no in between. Yes,
I actually wrote down, and it was something, it's similar to what mm-hmm. Dean preached yesterday yeah. morning, but doubt and faith can't coexist.
Yes.
They cannot yeah. coexist. You cannot pick from both. While we're on that, I'm also going to add to that mm-hmm. with a scripture, and it's Isaiah 55:2. Isaiah 55 in general, life-changing. Isaiah in general is life-changing, let me just tell you. But Isaiah 55:2 says, why do you spend money for that which is not bread, and your earnings for what does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me and eat what is good, and let your soul delight in abundance. Mm-hmm. And I also should have read verse 1 as well. But it says, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and you who have no money, come buy grain and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money and without cost. Simply accept it as a gift from God. God's grace and his love is what, and at least that's what I'm getting from this, is this wine and milk is not just wine and milk.
Yeah.
It's his love, his grace, mm-hmm. and he's offering it right there to us without cost. It costs nothing.
Yeah.
But it does cost it does cost something
yeah.
in a sense. It costs
everything.
Everything.
Yeah.
But there's nothing we have to pay for it. And he's telling us to eat what is good, and doubt and faith cannot coexist. Mm-hmm. We can't pick from his fields. We can't eat from the hand of the Lord and then go and eat from the hand of the
yeah.
world.
And I mean, let's just think about it. Like, what do you expect? And I have talked about this several times, that, like, what you're expecting, like we said this, sorry, I'm kind of getting tongue twisted,
no,
but, like, it's like, you know, making a cake and then not reading the instructions and then putting in all your different ingredients and then mm-hmm. expecting a cake to come out when it's done. But you can expect to dabble in with the devil, dabble in with God, and then get everything that you want. I mean, and
right.
not receive turmoil, and not receive demons, and not receive anxiety and mm-hmm. depression.
Yes.
And, I mean, what do you expect when you're constantly waking up every single day and choosing to walk out of God's will? You are choosing your own way because
yes,
of your free will.
It says right there, eat what is good.
Yeah.
Feed yourself. Feed your spirit. Feed your mind. Feed your body what is good.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
just feed yourself with him, with literally this book right here.
Yeah. And I want to read Revelations. Everyone knows this. This is the one that is everyone gets scared by. Revelation 3:15-16. And it says, I know your works. You are neither hot nor cold. I wish that you were either hot or cold. So because you are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I will spit you out of my mouth. I mean, I've heard that since I was little. And when I heard that, I was like, oh my God. But y'all said that he's so nice. That does not sound nice. But if you think about it, like, imagine someone close to you. I mean, it's kind of like we're cheating on God. Like, mm-hmm. genuinely, that's what it is. Imagine getting cheated on every single day and them coming back and being like, well, why didn't you do this for me and that for me? Well, what do you mean? We have no relationship. There's no trust here. There's no faith here.
Right.
What do you mean? You don't even know me. You don't respect me. You don't care about my approval. Everything, this relationship is not a relationship because it's half-hearted, you know?
Right.
And that goes back to being lukewarm, like, There's no relationship there at all, and there's no trust, and there's no faith, because you just don't know God at all, you
right.
know? And I like I was saying, you know, everyone, like I was saying earlier, everyone's like, well, I feel like he's going to be even more mad at me if I'm going to be lukewarm, so what does it matter, you know? But like I said earlier, there is a difference, and waking up every single day and being like, I don't care what God says, and he'll forgive me for it anyways. It doesn't mm-hmm. matter. And then truly repenting, having a repentant heart, and be like, God, I'm sorry that I broke your heart and I did this. I want to change. I don't want these desires, and I'm going to change. Yeah. I'm not going to do this anymore, and I need your help through this. You know, there's a difference having a repentant heart and one that's like, I don't care. Mm-hmm. He'll forgive me about it anyways. You know, there's a difference.
Well, and what's crazy is I've seen it. I've done it myself mm-hmm. is people our age, we get to this point. We're like, okay, we're done. You know what? Yes. We need God. I need God. And in this moment right now, and then we finally get to that point where he's like, okay, you can no longer pick from both fields.
Yep.
You're either going to come over
to
mine,
crossroad, you know,
or you're going to stay in the other one.
Yeah.
And it's too, and then we tell ourselves, oh, it's too hard. Or mm-hmm. the enemy tells us, oh no, it's too hard. You already have comfort here. You already mm-hmm. have this here when you're literally the most uncomfortable you've ever been. And we fall so victim to the enemy mm-hmm. because I know we've talked about this a little bit too, is we really are a victimized generation.
Yep.
Like, we're a victim to everything. And gosh darn, I just am tired of playing the
victim.
Grow
up, honestly.
Literally. I'm so tired of playing a victim. And mm-hmm. I'm so blessed and glad to have a God that has shaken something out of me mm-hmm. like that. Because I don't want to be the victim. Yeah. I want to be the victor.
Yeah.
I want to be the victor. And we also, not only do we have a God that wants us to be the victor, mm-hmm. we have elders that want to see us be the victors, you know?
And I feel like when we're able to get to that time, because, I mean, no one wants to sit there and be like, I need to stop feeling sorry for myself, you know? Like, I need to stop thinking that I deserve something.
Yes.
Or I just need to stop being a victim. That's a hard thing to come to. And it's a bitter taste in your mouth, you know? But you to be able to get to that point is that it's at that crossroad, you know, and it's either, okay, you're going to make the decision to rise up and say die to your flesh and choose me, or you're going to continue to be a victim and you're going to be clouded by all of this stuff that the devil's feeding to you that feels good to you. Then you're going to get nothing.
I had a thought the other day, actually, when I was thinking about this episode and everything, and for some reason I thought about horses. But, you know, you think about how we ride horses.
Mm-hmm.
We sit on them. Mm-hmm. We sit on them with our legs, one leg on each side.
Mm-hmm.
But think about how royalty in other country rides it.
Mm-hmm.
They throw their legs on one side.
Yeah.
They don't need both sides because that one side is going to keep them secure mm-hmm. and safe.
Wow.
You know,
yeah.
Like, and I know that's like a off the top, like off the wall, like
yeah,
thing
but no, it's
to
because
think
they
about.
Have faith.
But there's a royalty. There's a royalty status there, and
mm-hmm.
only royalty rides their horses like that. That's the only people in the world.
Yeah.
And we are that royalty.
Mm-hmm.
Mind you, we may not physically in the natural be riding a horse
sideways
like weird. I mean, we're from the country.
Yeah.
We are not natural royalty, but we are spiritual royalty.
Mm-hmm.
We do not have to hurdle the fence. We don't have to hurdle something to remain. I don't remember where I was going with that, actually. I got interrupted.
It's okay.
But we don't have to hurdle that fence
mm-hmm.
anymore. We can swing our legs over and side saddle it.
Mm-hmm.
But keep your legs on one side.
Yeah.
You know, I say you don't have to, you can side saddle it, because I just had a conversation with someone this morning, and we were talking about how people are so afraid that God is just going to come in and just make you miserable. No, that's not of God. God is not going to come in and change your life and just say, okay, I'm taking all this away, but you're going to be miserable.
Yeah.
No, you're going to be uncomfortable.
Or
but
he's
going
to strip you of everything and throw you to the wolves.
Yes. Yes.
No.
And so just like there's things that I still have to deal with from that he's still slowly taking away from me. That's okay. Because you know what? Every single day I'm growing closer to him and I'm telling him, hey, God, I want you to take this away from me. I'm prophesying that he's going to take it away from me, you know?
I do have something to add to that because, you know, I think it's very real. I mean, everyone knows that has been mm-hmm. growing, you know, stepped in faith and going back to the Lord or whatever. Attacks do come more
mm-hmm.
than, but that's not God.
No.
That's not God testing you and be like, well, I mean, you failed every other time, so
let's
put you in the ring and see how you do. No. And I want to say 9 times out of 10, the reason why we fail, it's because our flesh is trying to fight. Mm-hmm. And Patty talked about this last night at service, right? Yeah, our flesh, she said, she felt like our flesh was trying to fight through things. And that's not what it's supposed to be. Our flesh, and I can even, last night, my flesh, my mind, my own understanding was trying to fight through things, you know, trying to understand things or just kind of feeling sorry for myself because my kid's psycho sometimes. Mm-hmm. And I just get really overwhelmed and I'm trying to understand, like, why? But I have to get to the point with my relationship with God to trust Him to handle things, mm-hmm. you know, and trust Him to fight battles for me because we don't have to do it. We don't have to. No. It's not our battle to fight.
Like she said, we have to get in His presence and pause. Yes, and I just actually stop. Received a revelation last night, you know, like, and well, I received two revelations throughout the night. So that was awesome. Mm-hmm. But, and I talked to you like just about the issues that I've been having the last few weeks. Yeah. And the Lord, when Patty was speaking, all I could hear Him say was, "You've forgotten to pause in my presence that you missed my face." Mm. And I was like,
"Yeah,
what?" And it was, I believe it was, I could be wrong, but I believe they had been singing that song. It was like, "Let your presence fill this place."
I see heaven, right?
Yeah, yeah, I see heaven. Yeah, it was that song. And there's that part in there where it mentions His face. Mm-hmm. I know that.
Yes.
But I literally heard, I just kept hearing the Lord say, "You've forgotten to pause in my presence for so long that you missed my face." Yeah. And I was like, holy moly, we do that.
Mm-hmm.
We all do it. Yeah. And it's like, we get into this comfort, we get there into His presence, and we get so excited that like, oh my gosh, God, you're here, like literally beholding the King of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And we get so excited and we get crazy and loud and in celebration. And we forget to, like she was saying, just pause.
And rest in Him.
And look at His face.
And just literally
be in awe. And He reminded me that in times when we're looking into His face, that's where He's going to reveal His revelation to us. That's where He's going to speak to us the most is in that quiet, in that. Yeah. And glancing in each other's faces.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I think it's so awesome that something so powerful and so beautiful enjoys looking into our face.
I know. And that, like, I just see Him. Oh, it makes me want to cry. But every time someone mentions about God, like, or Jesus wanting that time with you, I see Him just, like, in the busyness, Jesus, Lord help me. I also seen this video, but I've always seen it like that, like, God just kind of following us around throughout our day, and He's just kind of, like, so eager to talk to us, and, like, when he's like a kid in a candy shop, like, He's just so excited, and His face lights up when we're, like, hey, God, and, like, give Him the attention, and, you know, just sit there and talk to Him, like, He truly loves spending time with us.
Literally.
And, like, some of us,
we may think we're the ugliest human beings on earth, but He thinks
I've kind of mentioned this in my testimony that, like, I never felt seen, and, like, I never felt like anyone was excited to be around me or excited to talk to me, you know, so I kind of carried that into my relationship with God where it was like, okay, I'm gonna give me this many minutes of the day, I'm gonna spend my time with Him, and woohoo, that's it, because it doesn't really matter. I'm just going to check it off my list kind of thing. And then God's really been talking to me. It's like, and we also talked about this through prayer in our Bible study, but that is truly just any alone time with God, just be quiet.
Yes.
Just stop
and
talking.
That's what He's reminded me of, because honestly, I'm even going to lie. Just the last few weeks, I felt like I needed, like,
to
some radical, crazy encounter.
Yeah.
Like, I needed Him to actually come. Yeah.
I
needed
that
high. And then,
or it's like, I need these cool revelations or these visions that everyone's
having. Yes, or I need push out a prophetic word. No,
yeah.
I don't need to. Mind you, did God give me a prophetic word for someone? Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't. He's teaching me that I don't need all these extravagant things. Sorry, y'all. That's my computer. I don't need all of these extravagant, crazy encounters. I just need to be with Him.
Yeah.
He just wants me with Him.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that's it.
And that's kind of like what mom said yesterday in her message. It's like, you know, your God can take away your gifts any day. Do you really want to be introduced as, hi, I'm Peyton, I'm the prophetic person, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. I'm Peyton, I sing on the praise team. Like,
yeah.
No, I want to be remembered, and I want God to look at me and be like, yeah, that's my daughter. Mm-hmm. That's what she cares about. She doesn't care about the...
I don't want to be remembered for material, my gifts. I want to be remembered like, for is how that I awesome?
Isn't that so great that God blessed us with those things?
Yes.
Because he loves us so much more. And he's like, well, I'm going to give you something because I want to show you that I love you. Yeah. And I want you to be able to move in a different kind of way. Yeah, but we have to understand those as a blessing and not a, what's the word? Like a right,
yes,
I guess.
Yes, that's something. We have no right. Right to those
anything.
To those spiritual
yeah,
gifts,
we don't deserve
you know?
Nothing. And I've been dealing with that a lot, and I've talked to a lot of people about that. I'm like, even in the victims kind of thing, we feel like we deserve something. We feel like we're owed a sense of like a peace, or we're owed no suffering. We're owed all of this stuff. We're not owed anything. God, Jesus literally died in the most horrific way possible, and we deserve nothing, but God still cares about us, and he's like, but I'm going to give you this because I do love you.
Yeah.
We don't deserve it at all because we suck, honestly. Let's just be honest here. We kind of suck sometimes.
Oh, gosh. I was kind of thinking like, okay, like, because I've been there before. I've been lukewarm. Mm-hmm. I've been half-hearted.
Yeah.
I've been riding the fence, you mm-hmm. know? And I was like, God, like, what do we need to do? What is the point of this, like, episode,
yes.
you know? Like, we're not just supposed to come on here and be like, hey, this is what's happening, you're probably lukewarm
yeah.
or half-hearted
yeah.
or whatever.
What are some steps?
What
you know?
Is something that can get us out of that?
Yeah, how do you pull yourself
sometimes
out of that?
Sometimes I call it a funk.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, just, it's, you kind of get stuck
yeah.
in between. And some people don't always, you know, resort back to the safe place.
Yeah.
They resort back to God, which
yeah.
is the even safer place,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah.
And one thing is that we can bask in the Lord's joy,
mm-hmm.
the joy of the Lord.
Yeah.
I fully believe that the joy of the Lord, it's literally my strength. The joy
yeah.
of the Lord is my strength.
That,
you know?
Yes.
I mean, it's plain as day that you will find strength in the joy of the Lord. And as long as you allow him
mm-hmm.
to come in and exalt his joy on
yeah.
you,
mm-hmm.
you will no longer feel a need to be 1 foot in and 1 foot
yeah.
out. You know, you'll no longer need to be hot or cold. You can be hot and
yeah.
for him, you
mm-hmm.
know. But again, and then I found this in Isaiah 55. Telling you, I love Isaiah 55. It says, for you will go out from exile with joy and be led forth by the Lord himself with peace. The mountains and the hills will break forth into shouts of joy before you, and all the trees of the field will clap their hands. My Lord. What a woe moment. Because, number one, so chapter 55 is the free offer of mercy. It's like, it's just, he's telling, Isaiah's prophesying, you know, this
mm-hmm.
is all Isaiah
prophecy.
And everything. It's him saying, the Lord's mercy is free.
Mm-hmm.
Like, his grace, his love, his mercy, everything
yeah,
about him is free.
There's nothing you can
but,
do.
But a lot of times, and I think what's so crazy to think is the Lord doesn't exile us anymore. You know, or like, ever. I don't know that he ever, like, exiled anybody, actually.
I don't even
I'm
know
not
that
far. Exile, it's like you banish them, kind of.
Oh.
Like.
Like, shunned.
Yeah. I don't think he's going to.
So
I don't think the Lord will ever exile.
No.
You know, that's
not,
not his.
Not our God.
Not his
maybe
nature.
Someone else's.
Yeah, or the devil.
Yeah.
You know, the devil might make you think you're exiled
yes,
out of
yes.
the kingdom, you know?
That's condemnation.
And because the first time I read that scripture, I read it in a different translation. I don't remember
mm-hmm.
which one. It was, I think it might have been Christian Standard or something, but I always revert back to my
mm-hmm.
Amplified. But, and then it had from exile, and I was like, okay, no, I can relate to that, from exile,
mm-hmm.
because I truly felt like I had been knocked out of the kingdom.
To the point of no return.
Yeah, like there's no return. Yeah. And when you're exiled, there's no return. There's
nothing you can do.
For you will go out of exile. We will leave exile with joy and be led forth by the Lord himself with peace.
Yeah.
Where there's joy, there's peace.
Mm-hmm.
Where there's peace, there's joy.
Yeah.
That is what coexists. Mm-hmm. Those are the two things that can coexist.
Yeah.
Peace and joy, you know? Yeah.
Were you done?
Yes,
okay, sorry.
I think so.
And I want to add to that and say, you know, I remember being in a spot where it's like, okay, like I do want to give things up, but it's like, what do I do? You know, I do this, I do that, I drink, I cuss, I do whatever I was doing. But I don't feel like I'm ready to give that up. And I will say, you know, sometimes we can't give that up right away. And you don't have to clean up yourself to go to God. You know,
no.
He's going to do the cleaning. And when I was vaping, I genuinely could not stop.
That's one of my biggest struggles.
Yeah, by myself. Like, it was so easy for me to give up drinking because I wasn't addicted to that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But vaping was something that I did for years, you know. And stopping that, it was very hard, and my flesh was dying every single day. And it was like, I'm not strong enough. But then when I gave it to God, like, genuinely, I told him, okay, like, I cannot do this without you. Can you please help me? Because if you don't, I'm going to die. And he eased my struggles and my withdrawals and the pain that caught, you know, it cost everything for our flesh to die.
Mm-hmm.
But with him, it feels good, you know? And I know a lot of people who don't know the steps to take to get out of the lukewarm, or even to just, they're not even lukewarm, they're just really cold, you know? Mm-hmm. They don't even care.
Yeah.
But they want to take that step, and they just don't know how. Don't think that you have to clean yourself up and strip yourself and by your knowledge, because you're not, your standards are not God's standards, and your standards are religious and are not pure and are not of God. So just go to God and literally be like, I need you. All I know. I don't know what I'm supposed to have. All I know is that what I'm doing is not working, and I don't want to be lukewarm anymore. I don't want to ride the fence, and this life isn't fulfilling me.
Right.
It's leaving me empty. I need you. That's all it takes.
You're saying that. I'll tell you later why. But,
okay.
We're never going to like find true fulfillment here. Mm-hmm. There's no fulfillment. No. There's fulfillment here. I don't mean like not here. No, this is our fulfillment.
No,
but
in the world.
In this world, we will never find fulfillment.
Mm-hmm.
I won't find fulfillment in, okay, I want to be a dad, but that's not going to fulfill me to an extent, you know?
Yeah. Like, me having 16 children isn't going to get me to heaven.
Like no.
It's
and
just
so
not.
We will never try find the full fulfillment here until we dive into here and find
and
it
let's
here.
Let's be honest, I can even speak on that because I am a mom and I am married and I had the picture perfect life and I was still empty.
You go, girl.
What?
You go, girl, with married and all the
things. Yeah, no. But like that's what people in our day and age and like, you know, that is the life. The house. Like I own a house at, I don't even know how old I am. 22. And I have my own car, like I own things. Like that's hard in this day and age, period.
Yes.
Like and I'm married and I have a child and I'm not like scraping for pennies every single day. But I was still empty every single night I went to bed. Mm-hmm. I knew I was missing something.
That's
there was
how
something
I was.
Missing.
I mean,
always.
I was living in a completely different city.
Yeah.
Like I mean, I was living 2 hours away from here
mm-hmm.
and I was like, nope, I have a job, I have an apartment, like I have these things, I pay my bills, I buy my groceries, all the things.
I'm blessed.
I'm living my best life, going out and spending all my grocery money on beer.
Yeah, like what?
No, that was actually less fulfilling than what I have now,
and I actually
have nothing.
Yeah, and your flesh, like, it feels so good, and it's like, in that moment, but I will probably bet money 9 times out of 10 you feel in your life, what am I doing?
Mm-hmm.
What am I doing with my life? What do I have? there's something missing. There's always in your gut and in your nowhere. You don't probably even know what it is. It's just something is missing. And it's Jesus.
It is.
It's just Jesus.
That's what I was going to say. We can both attest to
yeah,
that.
Yeah, like, it's just Jesus. And am I still, am I perfect? No.
No, we never will be.
I'm never going to be perfect. Do I wake up every single day and die my flesh and try
and
to die every single
joy.
Day? And choose to get up and I choose to not identify with my past self.
Yes.
And I don't yes. identify with anxiety and depression and the anger and the bitterness. I have a lot of things I have to work through still. A lot of things. But I
we have to
am
be full-time
remaining
partners.
To have a victor mentality than a victim, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like we've talked about a lot. So
with what I just said about like we have to be full-time partners with
yes.
joy. We can't be part-time partners
yeah.
with joy and part-time partners with anxiety and depression.
Yeah.
And honestly, I will like cast myself out a little bit because I definitely did that for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was like, at like when I first like was getting saved, like got saved mm-hmm. and everything, like I said in my testimony, first Spring of Life service, it was like, now I feel better.
Yeah.
Okay, but you know what? Today, I think
there
I deserve to be sad.
Yeah.
I deserve to be sad.
Come back. You don't deserve nothing.
No, I don't deserve anything. I know what I do deserve is the joy that the Lord sent Jesus to die on the cross for me.
Mm-hmm.
He died so I didn't have to claim depression and anxiety.
Yeah.
It's not mine.
No.
Joy is mine.
Mm-hmm.
You know? That's the only thing that
yeah.
we deserve. Which we don't deserve it, but he just gives it to us, you
yeah.
know?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have to work to be like, hey God, I need some joy.
Yeah.
You know what? And I'm claiming joy right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know? That takes literally three words. And
yeah.
like I don't remember if it was you. Did I talk to you about this yesterday? Maybe
what?
It was your mom. We've talked about it before. When we speak out, that what we speak here affects the
And
the
that's
spirit,
just like what I
realm.
Said earlier.
Everything
you're
is spiritual.
Either partnering with life or you're partnering with death, and
mm-hmm.
there's no in between.
Yep.
Nothing. Like, and even just, it can be something simple as like, oh my gosh, I want to die. Like, we don't really truly think about the gravity of our words, but it's like you're just sitting there word cursing yourself
mm-hmm.
saying
yeah.
that you want to die.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and I am guilty of this. I say all the time, I say stuff all the time, and I probably word curse a lot of people, but I don't mean to. And it's just something that I have to die
We're
of my flesh.
Progress.
And I am a work in progress. And I have to die of myself every single day. And that's a choice that I'm walking in. And I begin to get convicted a lot quicker than what I used to. And that, to me, and my friend, we talk about this a lot. It's like, conviction is a gift. And
mm-hmm.
if you don't feel convicted anymore, that's when you should be worried.
That's when things should
you know?
Be scary, yeah.
We're kind
when
of
you're just consciously okay with
Yeah, we're kind of bouncing around, but
yucking.
This is good. I
yeah,
feel like this
I
is...
think this is actually just going to be like a tangent episode.
Yeah.
Completely off the wall. We just truly,
yeah.
like we said before we recorded,
I do want to read this before we're done. It's going to be in Luke.
Okay.
Luke 6:27.
And then I have something in Jeremiah that I want to
okay.
share.
Oh, but this is Jesus talking, okay? So y'all gotta listen. It says, but I say to you who are willing to hear, that is not what I was going to. All right. Hold on, where is it? What scripture is that? That's not the same scripture. I guess I got the wrong scripture mixed up, but it says, you call me Lord, but you do not do what I say. And that's being lukewarm. If you call yourself a Christian, but you're not listening to God and you're not doing what he says, that's
mm-hmm.
literally the definition of being lukewarm.
Yeah.
That's it. You can go ahead, drinkers.
Okay. I wanted to read in Jeremiah 24, and it's verse 7. And it says, I will give them a heart to know me, understanding fully that I'm the Lord, and they will be my people, and I will be their God, for they will return to me with their whole heart. And I have a few like jot downs for
mm-hmm.
that. First I wrote down, we were given a heart to know God.
Yeah.
To think about that, he gave us that heart. He designed us.
Sorry.
We were literally designed to have him in our hearts.
Mm-hmm.
We were
yes.
literally, like, that's our, so when we're designed to have something, just like we're designed to have a stomach, we can't live without our stomach.
Yeah.
You know, not, you shouldn't be able to anyway.
Yeah.
But If we take that out, we'll die.
Yeah.
If we take God completely out of us, we will die. Mm-hmm. It may not be like, no, you're actually going 6 feet under.
Spiritually.
But you will die spiritually. Mm-hmm. You will.
Our, probably our physically too.
God to be sustainable. Yeah. Just like our bodies need food to be sustainable, mm-hmm. our hearts need God.
Yeah.
Not your physical heart beating blood and pumping through your chest, mm-hmm. you know, like.
Yeah.
No, your spirit needs God to sustain. That is, and that's right here. When we talk about feeding your spirit, that's
feeding
this, mm-hmm. eating from him and not from
the world.
Like I was talking about earlier, when he said, eat what is good. Yeah. This is what's good.
Yeah. And there is the scripture. I don't know exactly.
Don't eat your dessert first and expect to
be nourished.
To be nourished, you know?
Yeah. Like if you eat junk all the time, like what do you expect? And that's what I kind of was
that's
saying
even
earlier.
Like,
it's like, what do you, when you're sitting here making the choices that you're making in your free will, what are you expecting? Mm-hmm. What else are you expecting other than darkness? If you're partnering with darkness, what else do you expect?
And well, we wonder why everything goes crazy when we aren't walking with God.
Yeah.
It's because he's the center of us.
And it's like, oh my God, God hates me. I'm like, dude, I think you hate yourself because you're the one that is doing this. Like, I mean, seriously, that comes back on the victim mentality. Like, I remember being like, oh my God, like, God hates me so much because he's never here for me. Like, all of these bad things happen, but I'm like, girl, I look back, I'm like, you were terrible. Like, you were involved with terrible people, and terrible things happened because of it. Like, and there's free will, and we're choosing to wake up every single day and partner with darkness. You're going to reap what you sow, period. And there is a scripture about, you know, the trees, the fruit, you know, only good trees produce good fruit,
right.
And the bad trees produce bad fruit. And this isn't about fruit, guys, like actual fruit. This isn't about trees. This is about us. You know, if we are going to step in, you know, the goodness of God, we're going, and I mean true relationship, we are going to reap that. We're going to sow that every single day. We're going to literally overflow with the characteristics of Jesus. But if we are waking up every single day and stepping into darkness, we are going to sow that, and we're going to reap mm-hmm. that, period. Like, what you choose is what you're going to get.
Yep.
Sorry.
Yep. All right.
Is that it?
Do you have anything else?
That's it for me.
I don't think I have anything else either.
Yeah, well, like we kind of always in the episodes, we just want to, you know, leave it open that we are here. You know, we love to hear feedback and things that y'all would like to add to that, because we, like we've said, we're growing, and we want to learn. We are very eager,
yeah.
and we have a desire and hunger, and we want to learn. So always, you know, message us or leave a comment on Facebook on one of our posts and be like, oh, well, this struck a light bulb in my head.
Yeah.
You know, or I need help with this. Like, how do you crawl yourself out of this if you still need discipleship, you know? Because that's kind of what we're doing here. I mean, and that's my goal, is just to help people, you know? And
yeah.
We are
and we
growing
are.
And learning,
we're
and
doing
we want
it
to
too.
Growing and yeah.
And
we
got
grow and
so
together.
Many,
so many
like
yeah.
testimonials.
Blows,
of people
it blows
that,
my mind. I'm like, oh my gosh,
that have seen it and watched it
yeah.
and have like gotten something from it.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
It's awesome.
We did forget to pray, so do we want to end
yes.
in prayer?
Let's do that. Let's do that.
You got
am
it.
I doing this? Okay.
Yeah, I prayed last time.
Okay, I'm be nervous. God, I thank you for this opportunity to just be in your presence and have you to speak through us and to get this message out. And it may not have been exactly what we anticipated, but we believe that your words that were spoken and that your spirit was here and flowed through us, God. And we just are thankful and so humble to you, God. And we are here for only your words and not our words, God. So thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Don't know what we're talking about next week.
We gonna figure it out.
But we will figure it out. Next week's actually gonna be a surprise.
Yeah, for all of us.
For all of us. Honestly, this week was kind of a surprise too.
Honestly, and that's what I was about to say. If y'all think this ain't Holy Spirit led, it is. Because we had like four things written down. Like, it was.
All right. See y'all next week. Bye.